Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at AnaBotPrime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BB AI is sponsored by Conversational Funnels, the new way to automate lead generation, qualification, and appointment bookings for service-based businesses. If you want more sales calls on your calendar without having to pay some expensive marketing agency or hire appointment setters, Conversational Funnels are the best bang for your buck in 2024. Download the blueprint for free by going to conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Mark Rupert. Mark is a serial entrepreneur with over 38 years in technology and IoT, Internet of Things, industry, focused on helping businesses track assets and improve safety with GPS and intelligent dash cams. His business-first approach has led to the creation of multiple successful ventures. Mark's expertise centers on delivering solutions that enhances safety and lower costs. So, Mark, welcome to Basic Business AI. From your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
Thank you, Anna. It's good to be on with you today. AI, for me, the biggest value that I've gotten out of it is learning how to use it to do things I can't do. A lot of people use it to do things faster or more efficiently or broaden what they can do. But I like to use it for things I can't do. Now I'm a businessman first, but I'm a tech person. And there's a lot of things I can do, but I'm not necessarily a legal expert. I'm not necessarily a financial expert. I know a little bit about those things, but rather than going out and hiring people, I leverage AI to help me get to where I need to get to.
I love this approach. And let me see if I understood well. From my perspective and experience, I also use it to learn and to do things that I don't know how to do, which also, like, that's how I learn. So, for instance, sometimes I build websites. And sometimes in some new programs, I need to do some coding. I don't know anything about coding. So, I just go to the AI. My AI of choice is ChatGPT. And I go, ChatGPT, I need to do this on the website. What kind of code can I use? And then ChatGPT tells me, this is the code that you need to use. And then I ask, okay, why? And then ChatGPT explains to me what each part of the code does. Is that something similar to what you do?
That is, I do that, but that's not what I'm referring to because I'm a
Oh.
programmer. So if I want to, I can Google it or figure it out on my own. But I'm a little lazy sometimes, and I will ask ChatGPT to write the code for me because it's quicker. But what I'm talking about is, for instance, I had to write a PCI document for my website, for my shopping cart. I wasn't sure how to do that. Now I could go out and find a PCI document and go through it and pull the things out I don't need and add the things I do, or I can do what I did, which was, hey, ChatGPT or whatever AI you want to use, I need a PCI document. Give me an overall outline. And then I went through and had it write each of the sections. But then I can review it and say, no, that's not quite right. Please take this slant to it and remove these things from it and give it back to me again. So I built that document. I also use it to, if I get a contract from somebody, and I read through it, and I want to make sure I didn't miss anything. So I'll stick it in there and say, hey, I want to make sure that there's nothing I should be concerned about in this contract. Do you see anything I should be concerned about? So while I'm not a legal expert and a contract expert, I know how to do those things, but sometimes it finds things I don't find.
That is awesome. Thank you so much for sharing this because I think that a lot of people, I've heard a lot of people using it for content creation or for doing other kinds of things. I have never had someone in the podcast coming and say, hey, I do this way, like for a legal document, or I am using it for making me aware of things. So I think that's a really great way to use it. Thank you so much for bringing it today. One more question. What are some general ideas that address broad concerns or misunderstandings that you heard that you're like, no, this is how you really do it with AI?
Well, one of the other things I think people aren't realizing are of value when you use AI. And prior to my tracking business, I owned an electronic logging device business. And we put together an AI in there to review different types of inspection issues for truck drivers or for trucking companies. So rather than saying, how does this type of an exemption work, and just asking the AI that, it's important to give the AI perspective. So we built an AI and we said, so we want you to answer this question. And what we want you to do is assume you're answering it from an auditing standpoint and give us an auditor's slant on it. And then later, take a sales approach to it. And then you feed it the question, because you're now giving the AI some perspective and some intelligence. Because a lot of times you'll ask AI something and you're like, what in the world? That's not even close. And then you have to retype it. So we built an engine that would give it a perspective so that it would answer the way, answer the type of answer we needed.
Mm-hmm. And give it context. That's important also.
Yes.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. This is amazing. I'm mentioning about the context because sometimes I want a certain result, but just like you said, if you ask it, like, just give me this, it will just come up with something that maybe doesn't have to do anything with what you really want. Mm-hmm. And I just go and fetch the documents that I know mm-hmm. that ChatGPT will need to know, or whatever, like Claude, whoever. Well, whatever, I guess, not whoever. and then just feed it there, those documents, or feed it transcripts of videos that will make it easier to know the context. And that, and as what you said, give it the perspective. Thank you so much. That was very valuable.
Yes.
So, Mark, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
So my business, my serial business that I've led myself to now is Where Is Expert. We do GPS tracking and safety systems for fleets, and your fleet can be 1,000 or it can be one. We'll help any business that wants to track things or work on their safety. The dash cams, speaking of AI, has embedded AI in it, so it can see its surroundings and make judgments and feedback to the main system to help the drivers drive better and to help companies have better safety records. So you can reach me at whereisexpert.com. And if you go there, you can see everything about our products. And also, there's a button to get a free tracking app and a free account. We don't charge anything for the app or the account. And you can be set up on Where Is Expert in minutes.
Amazing. So we're going to wrap from here. Thanks to our guest, Mark Rippert, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. That was awesome. You can learn more about what he does by visiting whereisexpert.com. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you in a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI, but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for our future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to solve the problem of lead generation, qualification, and follow-up by automating it completely, download the Conversational Funnels Blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.